You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Public.
Technically, not everyone you buy real estate from is a realtor.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Kurzan. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
Ann, I can't have a conversation about real estate and realtors without retelling the story. One of the very first things I learned when I was learning how to be an on-air host was make sure you say realtor, not realtor, because if you don't, you will hear about it. And for that reason, I have never heard about it because I have always said realtor. It is ingrained in me now.
So the two-syllable pronunciation as opposed to the three-syllable pronunciation.
Right, realtor.
And we can come back to that. Why don't we start with real estate? Someone asked me about this the other day of why is real estate real? I said, well, that's a wonderful question. The term real estate goes back to the early 1600s, so it's fairly old. And that use of real actually goes back a couple of centuries before that to refer to immovable property. And so real estate is the property consisting of land and the building on it, along with natural resources like water and minerals and crops. And when you look in the Oxford English Dictionary, they note that real estate was often contrasted with personal estate. So we then get realty, which is now synonymous with real estate. And real estate over time comes to refer not only to the property, but also to the profession of buying, selling, and renting this kind of property. And Rebecca, that will then get us to the people who do this. Did you know that realtor is a registered trademark?
I had no idea, actually. That's really interesting.
So we have the pronunciation issue, but we also have this trademark issue. So you will often see it capitalized because the word is a registered trademark, and many American dictionaries respect that, and you will see the capitalization. The Associated Press style book and some other guides recommend real estate agent as the generic.
Keep it neutral, yeah.
Keep it neutral. Realtor was coined in 1916 by this man named Charles N. Chadbourn, who did this work in Minneapolis, and he wrote a piece in the National Real Estate Journal proposing that what was then called the National Association of Real Estate Boards should confer the title of realtor, which from what it looks like he made up, that they should confer that title on real estate agents. And this seems to have happened, and then the name of the association changed to the National Association of Realtors. So that capital R realtor are people who are in this national association. Now, it is also true that many people use realtor generically. I looked it up in Brian Garner's Modern English Usage, and first, he has a note about how the OR suffix in Latin is only attached to verb elements, and so it is not a well-formed word. But then he says, it's very well-established, so no reason to quibble. But he says, very few people seem to know about the trademark. The Oxford English Dictionary notes that extended use and doesn't capitalize the word, but it is technically a registered trademark. Before we close, Rebecca, I think we should talk about a recent development with real estate, which is the metaphorical use of it.
I am familiar with this use, as many of the things that you tell me during this segment tend to occupy real estate in my brain long after we speak.
I love that. And that is the way that my sister and I also use it, is things that take up real estate in your head. You'll also see it for how much screen space or memory something is taking as a kind of real estate.
Well, Anne, you are always welcome to my brain real estate because I always learn useful things from you. Thanks so much.
Enjoy this summer Sunday.
Ann Kurzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.